It's the morning after election, and WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about the results last night. Cincinnati has a new mayor, John Cranley. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. It was becoming apparent in the last few weeks of the campaign, probably before that, that he had some pretty powerful issues to run on, and he was running very hard, and he had a whole lot of money. Well over $1 million to run. And, you know, the streetcar was obvious as a campaign issue. The parking meter lease was obvious. The systemic budget problems that the city has had over the years was another obvious problem. And the thing that Cranley had going for him was that those issues were very easy to sell to the voters, because it was something you could put in a 30-second commercial or slap onto a mail piece, and it was real understandable. You know, streetcar bad, waste of money, parking meter bad, gonna, you know, mess up the whole town. And for calls, it was very difficult to answer. I mean, she had legitimate answers, but they're very difficult to explain to people in 30 seconds in a 30-second campaign commercial. So Cranley had that advantage going from the start.
Now, what kind of mayor do you think he'll be?
Well, he was kind of a bomb thrower during the campaign, and very outspoken, very tough, very hard-nosed. A lot of times when politicians of that kind get elected, they find that they have to tone it down, because that's when they have to actually work with people and work with the city council or legislature that they're dealing with to get done what they want to do in their agenda. So I expect him to be a little more conciliatory, you know, than he was during the campaign, and not quite as strident.
Now, it is the strong mayor position, but strong mayor or not, he has a city council he has to work with, and there are a few new members on that city council.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a strong mayor. It's a semi-strong mayor. It's a mayor who can go out and choose a city manager. But it's still a mayor who has to have a majority of council behind him to do what he wants to do. For example, he says he wants to stop the streetcar. Right now, it's not clear with the council that was elected last night whether he has enough votes on council to do that. You had two council members, David Mann, who was newly elected, and P.G. Sittenfeld, both saying, well, we're not necessarily saying stop the streetcar. We're saying study it, see if it's worth the money, and then make a decision.
Let's talk about the makeup of the council. Many of the incumbents reelected. A couple were not. Pam Thomas hadn't been on council all that long. She's not coming back. But Lori Quinlevin, there's some irony to her not being reelected.
Yes, there was a lot of irony to her not being reelected. 2 years ago, she was the one who sponsored and championed the idea of 4-year terms instead of 2-year terms for council members. And she went out and sold a charter amendment, which the voters passed. And yesterday's election was for 4-year terms. And ironically, she didn't get one. And, you know that's not only changes the makeup of council, but it puts her political career to a screeching halt.
You mentioned already David Mann being elected as one of the new council members this time around. We also have Kevin Flynn and Amy Murray. Were those surprises?
They were not real major surprises. I think they were surprises in some sense. But Kevin Flynn has run, you know, this was his third time running for city council. He ran a much better campaign this time and had the money. And Murray had the Republican Party and the Charter Committee backing her, and was a strident opponent of the streetcar.
Issue 4, that one went down overwhelmingly. Again, not really a surprise, or yes?
Not a surprise at all. I mean, it was backed by the Tea Party. It was backed by a whole lot of out-of-town money. People looked at it. It took up 3/4 of a page on the ballot, and people looked at it, didn't understand it, and voted no.
Howard, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
You'll be on again this afternoon on Cincinnati Edition with Jay Hanselman for more analysis of this election. That starts at 2 o'clock.
Very good.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. He joins me every Monday morning and, of course, the day after election at this time. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.